A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 24th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about attempts by the opposition parties to cobble an alliance ahead of the 2018 elections and also the implosion in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
For a very long time, the debate around alliance building within the opposition democratic movement has been, we have been alive to it. We have been alive to the national sentiment. We have been alive to some of the analysts' conclusions that the reason why change cannot happen in Zimbabwe is because the opposition is fragmented, which I don't believe we are fragmented. Anyway, that has been the motivation. We have been working at this for a long time with our colleagues, to try to reach some understanding on the way forward. And I'm glad to report that the signing of a memorandum of understanding with Maimujuru, NPP, and Welshman Nures, MDC, is the objective to try to work at how to bring all the others under one tent. The objective is very clear. We want to make sure that we are able to build an alliance for the election, build a policy framework, a policy agreement, and have a governance agreement which should be able to pursue the democratization and the transformation agenda.
So how long did it take to negotiate these two deals with Maimujuru and Professor Ncube?
Oh, it's quite some time. No specific time frame, but we had set ourselves that at a particular time we should be able to conclude it. And that's what we have achieved. That's the first step. The second step would be to go into substantive negotiations on specific issues. And that is a process we have set for ourselves. By end of May, we should be exactly in a position of determining what do these processes mean.
Zimbabwe has more than 50 opposition political parties, and so far you have just signed with these two. Are we likely to see you signing more and more MOUs with the other opposition players?
We are not closing the door to anyone. We are open to any discussions with any of the political parties. But remember, we will carry out our own due diligence as to the viability of each political party. It's not just about the name of a political party. It's about the support base. It's about other attributes that we will find positive to build a strong alliance.
There is an exclusive interview we had with former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, the leader of the opposition movement for democratic change, talking about the memorandum of understandings that he signed with other opposition party leaders. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of play ahead of the 2018 elections.
And of course, Blessing, Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai last week signed two memorandum of understandings with former Vice President Joyce Mjuru and Professor Welshman Ncube of the other MTC. And in this exclusive interview, you know, with Studio 7, Tsvangirai was saying that, you know, negotiations to build a coalition to challenge President Robert Mugabe will begin next week. Mm-hmm. So let's see what's going to happen.
Of course, but how effective is this coalition going to be if other parties under the banner of a coalition of Democrats or CORD are saying they are not on board? And of course, interestingly, the mooted opposition coalition is also coming at a time when there is a lot of tension in the ruling ZANU-PF party. This is pitting the two factions vying to succeed President Robert Mugabe should he step down.
If you wish to join the show right now, here is the number 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So follow us right now, and you know, you're free to comment and do everything that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course, we have our first guest, that is MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Of course, Mr. Gutu had to drag him again today. Mm. He had another prior engagement, but unfortunately, we could not get their party secretary general, Mr. Douglas Monzora. So, Mr. Gutu will be with us again for a limited amount of time, but of course, we appreciate that. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I hope you are fine there in Harare. I'm told that his phone is just cut off. So, yeah, we've got some challenges these days concerning phones. So what else do you have? Do you have any message? Or?
Of course, we'll try to connect with him. But for those who are following events in Zimbabwe, it's very interesting.
Yes.
Not only what is happening in the opposition parties, but we also talked about what is happening in the ruling ZANU-PF party. Now that even Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko has come in to defend under fire ZANU-PF political commissar Xavier Kasukwere. And there's also higher education minister, Professor Jonathan Moyo, also coming in to support Mr. Kasukwere. And interestingly, of course, Honorable Obet Mpofu is saying Mr. Moyo must be fired from the party, you know, wanting to undermine the authority of the president. Of course, there's infighting that is going on in ZANU-PF. The opposition, they are trying to form an alliance, but we understand the Coalition of Democrats, or the so-called CORD, another grouping of opposition political parties, is saying they are not on board on these things that Changrai and Professor Washmengu and also Dr. Abujuru have signed. Gibbs.
Now I'm told that Mr. Kutu is back on the line. Mr. Kutu, can you hear me?
Yes, Gibbs, I can hear you very well. Good afternoon, Washington, D.C. time. Good evening, Zim time.
Thank you so much for joining us. So now, it's usually difficult to ignore you when it comes to such matters. So I think the matter that is very important today is on the, you know, this CORD issue and, you know, whether you guys have finished negotiating with other parties as well. We are told that you are negotiating with PTP and you are going to negotiate with three other parties that you know. So can you give us, you know, the insight of what you're doing right now?
Gibbs, like I've always said before, I think I've said it on more occasions than one, that the issues of the around negotiations aimed or ultimately aimed at reaching a coalition or a grand coalition, as some people prefer to call it, are directly under the office of President Morgan Tsvangirai. So I'm not at liberty at this juncture, really, and through this forum to disclose how far things are going. But what I'm excited to just advise and disclose to the listeners of Studio 7 is that a lot of things are happening behind the scenes. There's a lot of discussions, a lot of deliberations, a lot of talks taking place. And obviously, as and when the time is right, appropriate announcements will be made, just like when the MOU with Dr. Mujuru's MPP was signed, and also with Professor Walsh Mingwe's MDC was signed.
Mm-hmm.
So all I can tell the listeners for now is that there is a lot of activity, a lot of talking, lots of talking, and that the exciting thing is that there appears to be a meeting of the mind, and it would appear that there will be more exciting news to come in the not too distant future.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Gutu, last week when we talked on Friday, you were saying that you were not sure what kind of animal this cod is. But I think cod has now come out in the open to say if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, then it's a duck. They are saying theirs is a coalition that is already there, and there's no need to be party to what you are trying to do.
Also, cod are saying they are already an electoral core. A coalition for the purpose of contesting the elections next year.
Because yes.
All along, I thought maybe they were more like our NERA kind of trajectory, where they were actually having the focus of fighting for electoral reforms. So now that they've clarified to say, you know, they are a coalition. Okay, but it doesn't mean that if they are a coalition, they cannot coalesce with other coalitions. I believe that there's nothing to stop. Coalition from coalescing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Let's bring in our second guest. That is Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu. Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
We are doing fine. It appears there is an echo on your line. I hope you are not on speakerphone.
Okay, I'll reduce the volume.
Yeah, okay, I think that's better. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away.
Mr. Chirumanzi, kunjani mzukulu wami?
Niyaphila nkosi yami, kunjani kunangale?
Niyaphila kakhulu, kunjani harari?
Ah, ngisendleleni, soko Bulawayo.
Oh, yebo phela, yeah. So, this kind of alliance that is being crafted by, you know, Mr. Moken Tswangirai, Mrs. Joyce Mujuru, and Professor Walsh Mingwe. I'm told that ZANU-PF is very scared, you know. That's why you are traveling up and down. You are trying to fix that kind of a problem, right?
Whoever told you that ZANU-PF is scared, maybe he must be that the imagination of his own pigmentation.
Mm-hmm. But
so
what
to take, you know, rumors as reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know that ZANU-PF is a force to reckon with, and we are in charge and we will remain in charge.
But are you not fearing that maybe come 2018 you may have problems during elections? Like, you know, when people are united, normally they always win, you know?
You know, the reason why these people are coming together to form an alliance,
mm-hmm.
it is an indication that they know that ZANU-PF is a force to reckon with, hence there is nothing they can do on their own. And again, the so-called alliance, I don't think it's really correct to say it's an alliance. For example, the cobbled alliance that was done with the MDC and the Maimujuru. Remember, Maimujuru does not have a political party. She was not chosen as a leader of any political party. She had no Congress. So to us, I don't think it is proper to call it a coalition of any sort of between Mujuru's so-called party and the Morgan Tsvangirai.
Regai timbodzoka kuna vagutu manzwa veZANU-PF vari kuti hapana chavari kuvhunduka.
Blessing, unongoziva be uchiona zvavari kuita mukunyora mapepa. Herald ranhasi ndaverenga nyaya dzinokwana nhatu dzavari kutaridza ivo kuti vabatwa nenyaya yemamemorandum of understanding akasainwa. And tokudzira nezanu, tinoziva kuti ukaona zanu yakutaura nezvezvinhu ichida kukondema ichida kuita sei, inotaridza kuti iyo iri kutya. Nokuti hanzi mukaona kana kuda kudhila nezanu ida kuziva kuti yakamira papi, mukaita chinhu mukaona yashatirwa chaizvo. Moziva kuti mabaya bebe nemumuromo. Saka mashatirwa akaitwa nenyaya dzemamemorandum of understanding nokupenga-penga kwavari kuita vachibuda pama TV, vachipenga, vachibuda, vachikomenda vana Chombo, vana Simon Kaya moyo, vanani, vachida kutsoropodza nekushora ma MOU, zvotaridza kuti zvavapaya pakati chaipo pomoyo. Ichitaridza izvo kuti vari kutya. Saka kana ivo vachiti ivo hazvina basa zvema MOU, inda vari kupenga penga zvavari kuita izvi. Tinovazamaitira avo. Ukaita chunhu chavanofunga kuti hachina nebasa rose, havatombokomendi, vanonyarara zvavo vanoignora. Asi ukaita zvinovabata bata, zvavanoona kuti hasimba roenda, pawa yaenda, havanopenga penga zvavari kuita izvi. Saka Comrade Chirumanzu hamagariri avo, vanongotaura vavoga vachipembedza pati yavo. Asi pamoyo pavo ndozva kuti vatova kuMDC yavo. Ndoona vachivhotera Morgan Tsvangirai neMDC gore noya.
Mr. Chirumanzu, you have the right to respond.
Vagutu, andinogara ndichitaura kuti maloya basa ravo kandoro kunyepa. Iye zvino vatanga vachitivo havazivi kuti chii chiri kuitika. Asi nerumwe divi ndee spokesperson weMDC. Saka vanogoita spokesperson vasingazivi zviri kuitika. Hongu ipapo apa nhasi vanogona honge vachitaura chokwadi, nekuti nyaya iripo yecoalition yekuti vatangirai vanoda chidzimbo chavo chokuti varambe vari president. Of course havadi kuti vanhu vakawanda vazive, otherwise vangabhurusa shiri ikowo mai mudhuru. Saka vauyavo sokutaura kwandamboita paya kuti mai mudhuru havana apolitical party because havana kuchuzwa. Chatinoziva ndechekuti president woga woga anochuzwa pacongress, saka mai mudhuru havana kuita congress. Izvozvo zvoga legally kana pamutemo, ivo vagutu vanonyatso kuzviziva kuti pakatoposeka. This is why maivona paTV kuno kuZimbabwe vachamisa vaitoita sokutoti zvinotovasamusa, nokuti hazvina direction illegally because vanoziva samalawyers kuti ko isusu sepolitical party iri registered, ko ava mai mudhuru vanouya sano vasina kuchizwa navanhu. Tobva ipapo toenda kuna vaosimenyuyo. Vaosimenyuyo havana kana vanhu. Mukatarisa vanhu vese ivava vaka panze kunotonhora. Saka vanhu vari kuda kutsvaga zvinzvimbo zvokuti kuda maybe vanga vavo palimelight pachirongo. But at the end of the day, again, munhu woga woga mukabvunza muzimbabweni iye zvino anotokutaura kuti hazvinhu zvinoitwa nezvamatongero enyika zvinotosekesa. Shuwa kana mazimbabwenzi vakatsamwa vachitsamwira ZANU-PF, kuzvinodirei kumboita coalition kuda kuita mubatanidzwa pano napano pano napano? Zvinotoratidza kuti zvashaya maturo vosha kuti voita sei napamusoro pezanupiefu.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes, lo murumzana ke uRobson Mwale osecingweni lapa. Baba Mwale, ungachona njani?
Ngichonile baba, zichona njani?
Zichona kahle kakhulu. Kunjani khona ngapha?
Hayi, ngapha kulo moya mnyana nje okanda.
Yebo phela.
Yeah.
Ungathini ke ngomanyano lo osukhona?
Umanyano wona umuhle. Ngizwa abanye bethi kona yena uWestman Ncube usebathengisile njengalokho kwenziwa ngumdala uMgqomo. Kodwa mina into engiyibone ingcono vele ukuthi wonke amabandla ebambane, kungabi lokubambana kwamabandla amathathu. Amanye nawe ebambane wodwa ngale, ngoba akusacaci kuzaphazamisa abantu mase kuyiwe ekhethweni ukuthi kona kube lesixuku lesane sibambane ngale eceleni esinge sibambane ngale. Ngoba kungabanjalo ngeke iphume iZANU-PF embusweni. Ma bethi bafuna ukuyikhipha ngeke beyisuse ngaleyo ndlela.
So wena ubona ngani vele umanyana kulokhu yikho vele okumele kwenziwe, right?
Umanyana kuhle kakhulu, kulungile. And into ekhona ikuthi kona uNcube angimsoli mina, ngumuntu wasesindebeleni impela uNcube. Angimsoli. Ilizwe lona leliyana ukuze libe nje namhlanje. Ukwehlukana ukudabuka phakathi kwabantu yikho khona lokho inkulumo ezinjengazona ezithi uNcube esethengisa abantu. Akulani kuthengisa abantu akwenzile uNcube. Lokho uNcube akwenzayo ukuhlanganisa abantu ndawonye, ikubambana kwabantu ukuthi behlangane.
So kuthi ubona kuzani akhona amanye amabandla okumele angene, kumbe ubona ngani angangena kumanyana lo?
Wonke amabandla kamanyane kube into eyodwa, kube njengalokho okwenzeke. Angisazi bathi yiliphi leli lizwe leli elagcina lo umuntu esengasafuna ukuphuma esihlalweni angazi ukuthi ngupho president lo emalangeni lapha ngapha kubona North Africa ngapha
lo eGambia
ya wase Gambia yabona eGambia kwaba le collision yamabandla wonke wonke azomba ngazo yikho kwenza ukuthi kona labana abantu benqoba ibandla lelane lesembusweni for iminyaka engu 20 so lalabo eZimbabwe kungaba njalo umanyane ngoba bonke laba bantu bazove nabantu ababalandelayo so bangahlangana labana abantu ngiyabona ukuthi kona bangawukhipha lo mbuso wezana uphezulu
yes yakuzwa kakhulu posile ukugcina
hayi lokugcina mina ngikhuthaza ukuthi amaZimbabwe kayekele ukubandlululana singamaZimbabwe sonke izithupha zethu zibhale eZimbabwe so noma ungumhlobo bani kodwa uma ungumZimbabwe nje isithupha sakho lesithupha esibhale eZimbabwe ungumZimbabwe ungabandlululo omunye umuntu waseZimbabwe sibambaneni masifuna ukususa uhulumeni lo singasamthandi ngoba sebusa iminyaka eminingi singaboni ukuthi usenzelani asimsuseni sibambene sonke sizamsusa ukubambana yikho into enhle
Awubona ke mfoka Mwales.
United we stand.
Awubona ke
mfoka. United we fall.
Yebo. Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Mwale. Ungathi nakusasa Void.
Nami mbonge kakhulu baba uDube.
Yeah, kuhle kakhulu lokho. That was Mr. Robson Mwale is in South Africa. He's dispelling this kind of suggestion that Mr. Welshman Ncube is actually sold out. He says it's exactly like what happened when Nkomo signed a unity agreement with then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe. He says a lot of people say, oh, Mdala is a tengzile, you know, the old man has sold out. But he says, no, no, this is the way to go. So he says Zimbabweans should actually unite. Zimbabweans are just the same, you know, whether you've got a certain kind of tribe or not, that's another issue. But at the end of the day, he says people must work together. That's the best way, you know, to actually make sure that the country functions again. Yeah.
Gibbs, I think we have a third guest. What do we have?
I guess we've got Mr. Polu, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Polu, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, everybody.
And
good
of course, Mr. Polu is the vice president of the People's Democratic Party. He's maybe in the near future, you'll be the vice president of Zimbabwe or president of Zimbabwe. Which one do you choose, Mr. Polu? President or vice president of the country?
I tell you what, Gibbs, maybe just to kick off everything.
Yes.
The key question is, how do I benefit from a Zimbabwe that is democratic, a Zimbabwe that is liberated, a Zimbabwe that is a thriving economy, that is a powerhouse in Southern Africa, in Africa, in the world? I see my benefit is being able to work as a professional or in industry or wherever. Earn a living and live quietly with my neighbors, my family, and so forth and so forth. At the same time, I'm able to send my kids to school. The hospitals are available. I'm able to travel around the country and visit other countries. That is the chief benefit. That's model one. Model two is Mr. Dapulu gets to benefit by becoming the president or occupying this position or that position or that position. That's model two. And we've got two groups of people. One, they think in terms of model one. Others think in terms of model two. And it's sad when people look at Zimbabwe as a cake and say, look, which position am I going to occupy? The benefit is greater if we benefit as a whole, as Zimbabweans together.
And Mr. Chirumanzu? Mr. Chirumanzu?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I wanted to say, spoiler alert, Mr. Pulu also happens to be another lawyer, just like Mr. Kutu.
No, welcome, Mr. Pulu. Glad to be here, guys.
Maybe before we go to Mr. Schumann, Mr. Pulu, it appears... your party is not embracing these so-called memorandum of understandings that Mr. Tsvangirai is signing with some opposition parties. Why?
I think your question is wrong. I don't know why you would say our party is not embracing it. We are embracing them fully. In fact, we are the first people to call for people to come together, you know, to tackle ZANU-PF as one. Initially, people were skeptical about it, but people accepted the idea, and we continue to be championing it and to be at the forefront. Mm-hmm. And if colleagues are signing these agreements and they've looked at it and think that it helps them to consolidate, mm-hmm. then we see that everybody is consolidating towards one whole that is going to help to tackle. In fact, we've done this too late. This should have happened quite some time ago. Mm-hmm. And so we are happy, and we are part of the coordinator platform. Mm-hmm. And we're already working with both Tsvangirai and Mutsuru and Welshmen on these platforms. Mm-hmm. So certainly, I think it's the information that you got is wrong.
But are you going to... Okay, let's talk about the PDP. You are part of CORD, you are part of... you said you are part of NER. Is the PDP, are we likely to see...
Yes, there's a CORD NERA platform.
Okay, yes.
There's a CORD NERA platform that has been formulated.
Yes, we saw Maim Juru and Professor Ngube in Highland signing these memorandum of understandings. Are we likely to see Mr. Biti doing the same?
No, Mr. Biti has already signed a memorandum of understanding a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So what is Biti doing here? People are signing these agreements with each other.
Mr. Pulu.
People signing these agreements with
Mr. Pulu, we can hardly hear you.
We're part of that process where people are coming together and we're applauding this coming together.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Pulu, you have to move a bit from where we are. We can hardly hear you. We just want to quickly take, we'll come back to you.
Okay, you can hear me now.
The phone is breaking. But okay, we'll take a caller and then we'll come back to you. Regatiende kuna mkoma Samuel. Mkoma Samuel magadi. Mkoma Samuel mawere.
Magadi niko.
Ai watiri.
Magadi nini.
Nyaeri mgango mainzi kwa mkoma Samuel. Tipe ufu nkwa zenyi tuwa.
Ya. Ndai nzi kanya eri mgango.
Mm-hmm.
Zani pazi sina. Vwezi kune kwa kutuka tiri ya. Zani wa manzezi. Leta na wa mkanya. Kora kusheri ya wanjisa. Kubatana kwa taika ni mwanya katika parties. Sungutari za kuti zizi kamu 2018 kungo tora nika.
Mm-hmm.
Toto tonga wa mkani hapati ina munu muna rupa uche.
Mm-hmm.
Haya kukiza na hata ngrai.
Mm-hmm. Hata ngrai. Mkuma vama uwele.
Ani vandu ete hata.
Vama uwele. Ngati sati iva mgabe wari pa uche vazo didi ayo ati taurezozo kana vasira upa uche ingo kana mshida upembe za bato renyu munongo rita musinga nyombe nyombe wamu.
Oh sorry puda anangu taura wangu anau nyomba.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Azuguti zandruku taura zuguti kubatana kwa tukita is a unit of staples.
Mm-hmm.
Kubatana kune fina angwa kuti di chiambuge kubangu jifika tifinda kukena.
Mm-hmm.
Kwese kwa taka vakure kubatnao tashika pa kutiti tishitunga nina zimbabwe. Kuti utapu wa kutambura kwa tukita ku ini mpandisha tawo tuto nini mape patnao asa kuna mabasa kuna chizu nwa eprozi wane zaare vite kisungu tambura.
Mm-hmm.
Paka.
Asi vama were murguti murguti kwenye kumashingo ko veza nupie fa va mamvemve ko vanenge waka wina wani kubikita zvakafamba sei nekumwenezo
kamvizira kongresi zvese yedu takata bizi kondesta kana vani sina kuita mareforms andizvo saka Marifomu atina kupinda kubikita. Ata zaika ipinda kubikita hii noto zikana kundi MDC country.
Mm-hmm.
Vani ya hini yaka uina, asa yana kuina. Mekita kusikwana.
Mm-hmm. Aywa, tino tenda zgu.
Mekita atisipo, asi vani mei ziwa, tika yayo. Mm-hmm. Kie kumbundu siya, nukuruwa wani, nukudili, nukusungisa wani, ndio tika yi vani, tika wani, wano di, wano tika. Patizuzi mm-hmm. Kutoronga na presidenti wedi wacha umugiri changirai ukupinda tukutoni yenga oma sabuko waleshi nyeva sawa mwenye vani pio kutiva wawacha adia kutu wano chikakuro wa presidenti wedi sa iti mpese mkwa vani pio
ayo watinoti enda shukuru mkoma semu
ora iti ya jonga
watinoti enda shukuru ndi mkoma Samuel Mawere in Mashingo. His township MDC support, at least from what he's saying, and he's saying that you know, the reason why ZANU-PF wins elections, especially in his province, is because of intimidation and violence. That's what he's claiming, and he's confident mm-hmm. that with this coalition, if it works, his party will be able to defeat President Robert Mugabe. Gibson.
Yes, Lomla is on Facebook, Studio 7. We are on Lapo Sakilen Liline Uti. Amabanda ahle akahle abambane kodwa njengoZulu asibhaliseni sivote ngoba singaqila ku social media ngeke sisuse iZANU-PF shame asibhaliseni sonke bantu benkosi. Besides that, ZANU-PF iyawina futhi ku 2018 yembuye kuwe ke baba Phulu ukhona cingweni mnumzana Phulu kona. So kulungiswa ke i-coalition ebuyayo. Ozabamba isikhundla lesimbane sikaMongameli kuzobuya ke abasekeli bakhe. Kuzobuya la kudala le-parliament kompana nxa sokudinga abantu. Kuza hanjiswa njani ngombono wakho nxa ukuthi lingangena kukhona kwinhlanganiso ye-alliance le.
Ngixolela kancane ngoba ngingathi ngiphethwa umkhuhlane wengugu.
Oh yebo phela. Yebo uphephethe.
Kumibuzo yakho othe wayibuza
sondele efonini mkhwananzi sondele efonini baba lo mkhuhlane
kukhona esihlathini sengathi kungaze kube ya angazi mbe mhlawumbe kutheni kodwa ondele mpela
yezwakala kodwa yes uzwakala kade sondela futhi baba
okay
ye qhubeka mkhwananzi qhubeka baba.
Yeah. Bengithi mina emibuzo yakho leyo the wayibuza ngokuqonda
le. Yebukhanya iphone yakho iyacwila angikwazi ukuhamba njani. Awukho ku speaker phone. Yeah, kathe su right yes. Isondo zeduze. Isondo zesilwe ungazi ukwehlela kula ndaba. Nxa uyibambile. Iqhubeka baba.
Ukuba seduze seduze mhlawumbe
uzwi cream tata kathesi ke cream tata qhubeka baba
ngitshintsha iposition ya
yeah.
Bengithi mina yebo ngiyayizwa imibuzo yakho eqondane nokuthi lezi zinto zomanyano zophathwa njani akuzukuba khona ukugwenxana na uma sekuzama ukudingwa ukuthi ngubani ozophatha ngubani kuma-MP ozofakwa ngwaliphi ibandla nazo izinto ezinjengalezo engingakubeka kucace nje ukuthi kumele abantu abazomanyana entweni njengale bahloniphane. Uma kungaze kube lesimo sokuhloniphana kuzokwenza ukuthi noma sekubekwa imigoqo ethile nemicingelo ethile kulalelwane ngoba kungaze kube khona ozenza ingwele afuna ukuthi intando yakhe ibuse ingene kuyonke into lo ke sizamcela ukuthi avela abuye lazimele edwa ngoba kabadinga abanye ukuthi babe khona emanyanweni. Kodwa ke uma kuthe kwahlonitshwana wonke umuntu wakwemukela ukuthi kukhona lapha silela khona akanawo amandla nesiqwanga sokuthi aqondane nezano eyedwa ayiwise kumele amukele njalo avumele laba abanye abangamelekelela ukuthi babe ingxenye yalowo manyano ukuze amandla akhe nawo angezeleleke. Yikho ngaleyo ndlela awusoze ufuna ukuthi ama-councillor kungena wakho o-MP kungena bakho wedwa kubo-senator kungena bakho wena futhi uphinde ube yi-president emela yonke umanyano uyayibona into enzama ukuyitho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye hayi ke ubambe khona bungayikatshana. So what you are saying is basically there's need for for those parties in the alliance to respect each other, you know, like the leaders have to know that you know, this guy is my colleague, and whenever they are, you know, crafting some of these kind of agreements, they should know that if somebody, let's say, is one of those nominated to run for president. He must know that when it comes to councillors and MPs, he should give others a chance, you know. And he says that's the way to work. But if that same person who becomes the president, presidential candidate, is grabbing everything, so he says it's better for him to be alone.
Mr. Gutu, of course, it was supposed to be 10 minutes, and there was injury time. Your last word, you heard, I think, what Mr. Pulu said about court.
Oh, yes, I heard, although his line was not very clear, but from what I think I heard Mr. Pulu say, we have no problems really with COD, just like we, as you know, we are an integral component of NERA. What we are just interested in really is the convergence of ideas. And the important thing here is to say, look, opposition parties, if we are converging and all appreciating that together we are stronger, especially as we fight for electoral reforms. I also want to repeat that when we talk about coalitions, we should never, ever forget about the issue of electoral conditions or electoral reforms. Because we might be a big, big, powerful coalition, but as long as the electoral playing field is as uneven as it is right now in Zimbabwe, we might still run into serious problems come 2018. So I always want to juxtapose the issue of coalitions with electoral reform. Because to me, those are like inseparable Chinese twins. You can't talk of coalitions and forget about electoral reform. Because that way, I think we'll be shooting ourselves in the foot. Because right now, I'm sure Mr. Pulu will agree with me, all opposition parties, including his PDP, we hardly have, in fact, we have no access to ZANU-PF-controlled media like ZBC TV and the four ZBC radio stations. And we have very minimal, very, very minimal, limited access to the two so-called private national radio stations, ZFM and Star FM. And right now they are talking of digitalization, and they are already saying that six of those channels will be dedicated or will be controlled by ZBC. And we know what that means, i.e. it will be ZANU-PF territory. And the other six will go to private players. I can bet my bottom dollar or my bottom bond not that those six so-called private TV platforms or channels will obviously go to ZANU-PF aligned you know, companies. So we really have a real problem regarding media reforms. We also have a big challenge, like what my comrade Samuel Mawera was saying from Mashingo, to say in the rural areas, traditional leaders have been co-opted into becoming political commissars of ZANU-PF, and some against their will. So that you find that the Sabukus, the Sadunus, the chiefs are effectively operating as ZANU-PF party functionaries. And our party activities as opposition parties, we have a lot of difficulties holding meetings in rural areas because villagers are intimidated from attending our meetings. Because there's the issue of food aid. They are threatened to say if you are seen at an MDC gathering or rally or meeting, you'll be denied access to food. Or some are even threatened with eviction from the villages that they occupy. So we actually have a whole gamut of challenges that we are facing regarding the uneven electoral playing field. So as we talk of coalitions, and I'm happy that all opposition parties, all right-thinking opposition parties, we all agree that there is need to be stronger together. Together we are stronger because there is no need to have 48 or so opposition parties all saying they are fighting ZANU-PF. When you know that ZANU-PF has ceased to be a conventional party, ZANU-PF is more like a mafia organization. They are everywhere. They are in business, they are in the churches, they are everywhere. And they are deeply entrenched. And we know that even the civil service has been so highly politicized that the district administrators, the provincial administrators, when it comes to election time, they become de facto ZANU-PF party functionaries. So there are all these issues that we have to look into, comrades.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu, for your time.
Thank you very much, Blessing. Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now. Before we take our next caller, maybe let's have Mr. Chirumanzu respond to some of those things that Mr. Gutu was talking about. Mr. Chirumanzu? Mr. Chirumanzu?
Oh. There is a lot involved in this coalition, and you find that, you know, elections are just, you know, around the corner. Mm-hmm. And for the so-called coalition, right, from the way to go, you see, I think Mr. Gudu needs to tell us how many political parties are to be involved in this so-called coalition. Because as far as I think ZANU-PF is concerned, it looks like the only party that exists is only the NDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai, and then maybe partly by Watchman and Nuri. Otherwise, the rest, these are just, you know, political parties on paper. Mm-hmm. Parties that do not have people. Parties that have never had any, you know, gathering of some sort, which can be, you know, written in the newspapers. So, to be very honest, this is just a coalition of come baby, you know, old boys, like, you know, that Welsh Menuri was once, you know, a member of the NDC.
Thank you so much.
I guess we've got a caller.
Okay, right? Let's go to General E. Mm-hmm. Magadi, General E.
Dinofara Magadi.
Aiwa isu tirinani zvedu. General di e nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa munotiwo kudi.
Ya inyaya yakanaka iyi. Chandoda kutaura nje kuti tese maZimbabweans inyaya yakatinakira zvakanyanya chaizvo. Nekuti kushanda pamwe chete kuchaita kuti chatiri kuda chibude kumberi. Nekuti tikatarisa kubva kumashure kwesoko, batorebe ratinoziva ehumbere kubva mukuparadzana kwavaya vakaita kwakakonzeresa kuti titadze kuwana rusununguko rwatiri kuda. Saka kubatana kwavari kuita uku, awa, tinokutsigira zvakanyanya. Tiri kutodawo kuti dai zvadaro vagona kubvumirana pashaye anobuda kunze achiti inini handibvumirani nazvo zviripo, tagona kutaura chinhu chimwe chete. Ndiyo kuti zvatiri kuda zviitike, Zimbabwe yedu idzoke pakare.
Saka mune chivimbo kuti zvichashanda vakashanda pamwe chete?
Ya, mukushanda pamwe chete chara chimwe hachitswanyinda. Asi mukuisa maoko mazhinji pachinhu chimwe chete tinobudirira, hapana chinoramba. Asi kuti chandoda kutaura ndechekuti ZANU-PF.
Nari yacho yabva yakata Gibbs, but of course General E was saying that he hopes that this alliance will succeed in dislodging ZANU-PF. Unfortunately, we got cut off Gibbs.
Yeah, ngibuye baba mkwana zikona tsikona.
Yeah, ngikona baba.
Yeah, asi qhubeke sibili ngodaba lolu ke sitshaye lapho ngani kuyazwela khona ukuthi yeah naku ke phela abantu sebevumelene. Ubona ngazani kuza kuyenziwa libandla lakho kuyini? Ngoba siyacabangela ukuthi lalo liyangena khonapho. Njalo kulamanye yini amabandla ubona ngazani angangena?
Mangikale ngokuthi ngithi mina yebo ngiyasihlonipha isinqumo sokuthi amabandla aphikisayo amanyane ukuze aphehle amandla okulwisana lezana. Lokho kubaluleke kakhulu, into engafuna ukuthi abantu bayibhekele phansi. Kodwa ke akusikho kodwa okubalulekileyo lokho. Asibokhumbula ukuthi ukunganqobi kwamabandla aphikisayo kukhetho lwedluleyo angikhona ukuthi kudalwe ukuthi kuphela amabandla aphikisayo abehlukahlukene. Kunengokuthile okuqondane nokuvota. Imithetho nemicingelo nemigoqo yonke ephathelene lokuvota ebivimbela ukuthi intando yeningi kube yiyona enqoba yokugcinene. Akubanjanwe kodwa akubuye kutholakale icebo, makubuye kutholakale isu lokuthi kudilizwa njani le ntaba evimbela ukuthi noma abantu bevote ngayiphindlela kodwa kuyephuma umphumela ofanayo. Makungapheleli lapho, asibokhumbula ukuthi zikhona ezinye izimo ezingelando kuqina lesiqwanga samabandla aphikisayo, futhi okungenani nokuthi yebo kuvulekile laphana ukuvotwa khona, kodwa okunye okuthile okuphathelane lesimo esikhona kulaba abaphethe izikhali. Bona maye sethe lo olethwe ngabaphikisayo ngokubambana nokumanyana kwabo wanqoba ekhethweni, sibabona betshaya isaluti yini bethi siyavuma ilizwe lase Zimbabwe lidinga izinto eziningi kakhulu ezidinga ukulungiswa kudingeka engathi mina ngumuthi ozokwelapha konke lokho ngoba sisase simeni lapho okunabantu abathi bona angeke bavumele umuntu ongaveli empini ukuthi aphathe khona lokho noma sesithesa abambana sinayo yini indlela yokunqoba yikho bemfisa ukuthi kucace uma sembuya embuzweni wakho yebo bakhona abantu namanye amabandla angakaveli asazofuna ukuthi abe yingxenye womanyano ngengambuzo mindoda lapho engathi kunamabandla awadelelayo namanye awahloniphayo umphumela wokhetho olwedlulayo oka 2013 awusatsho lutho kumphumela ozokuba khona ngo 2018 kwedlula lokhuya ngamanxiwa yimbali ngoba okwake kwaba ngamazibuko okwakwaba iziziba sokungamazibuko manje bakhona abanye abantu okwathi ngo 2008 baphuma labo 8% kuthe ngo 2013 abaphuma ngale 1% kuyefana labanye ke baphuma say 2% now ngaleso sikhathi kubangavela baphume lokunye okuthile so singadelelani ngokuthi bakhona bangazake babe ingxenye yokhetho bakhona abancane bakhona ba akukho lokho kusazobonakala mhla wokhetho yikho kufanele ukuthi abantu bahloniphane basebenzisane kubonakala ukuthi masindawonye kwini esingaphuma nakho
siyakuza kakhulu ke mnumzana mkhwananzi ubambe khona pho ungayikatshana mfowethu so he's saying a lot of things here, and one of those is that you know, how is the opposition going to handle securocrats? Says that's of you know fundamental importance, because at the end of the day, if these people get together, they win the elections. What will happen next if the securocrats say no, we are not recognizing somebody who never went to the war? Huh? That kind of mantra. Do you remember?
Indeed.
So he says there's need to go around it somehow, but how? Very important.
Maybe to answer that, we have Mr. Dewa Mavinga, who happens to be a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, Zul, how are you?
I'm doing great. You heard the talk about the securocrats. Of course, it's one thing to win an election and another to assume office.
Absolutely, and that is very correct. And this is the challenge that Mr. Tsvangirai and others who are coming together in the coalition will inevitably face. Because what has been done now is important, but it is not enough. It is the first step in a journey of 1,000 miles, the steps. So, and what you need to have here, Mr. Zulu Blessing, is this, that you need to understand that it's not just a coalition to have numbers or to have votes, because the MDC effectively won elections in 2008 but was unable to govern. So it has to look at what strategies of mass mobilization, for example, of confronting the state which has been zanified, and the so state institutions have been so partisan and polarized to an extent that this becomes the biggest challenge for Mr. Tsvangirai and his teams. And this is why people should not just celebrate the coming together without looking at the broader challenges. Because it's not a normal functional democracy that Zimbabwe is, that people can think it is. It has got its own challenges, which are unique and if we don't accept that, then we'll fall into another trap of believing that, in fact, the MDC did not win in 2008 because they were not united, when, in fact, it was about a broader rigging scheme that ZANU-PF had deployed. And this is what the opposition collectively and individually has to understand. How does ZANU-PF manage to control and manipulate the electoral system? This is fundamental. And what are the counter strategies? This is why I agree with Mr. Mkwananzi when he talks about the security sector as a key challenge that needs to be addressed as well.
Thank you so much. Gibbs,
now let me read one interesting message here. You know, the phones are a little bit problematic, but I'll try to read it. Let me go to the message right now. So there is Ketai Mushumba who says, the reality is that ZANU-PF has destroyed our country. It has destroyed the health sector and all these kind of things. But then the other question is, what will happen if these other people take over? Are they going to revive all these? Big question mark. I think put about 7 question marks. So, and then Zakile Liline says, please fix the issue of human rights. Ukala eZimbabwe uZulu kumele akhululeke. Bese ukukhankaselwa ke ukuthi kulungiswe khonokho okuhluphayo ngoba i-coalition ngazi ibe khona kodwa kutsho ukuthi abantu babe ngani sebephila ngcono kwele Zimbabwe. I think those are some of the messages that we have. So let me go to Mr. Ulaksen, yes. Chabalala. Ulaksen, ngiyakubona lapho ukuthi ukhona ecingweni. Kunjani? Ulaksen?
Yebo.
Kunjani?
Hello?
Yeah, uyaphila mfowethu?
Yeah, ngiphilile mfowethu, njani wena?
Ngiphile kakhulu. Unguye kade uthimula?
Yeah, yimi I think ngifisa ukukhuluma nami.
Yeah, bese umuntu ethimula duzane lawe sithi ah into zabantu. Awuboni nje?
Hayi, ngumntwana.
Wo umntwana yebo. So ke akutsho ke mvuka la kusena. Isibongo mbani ngichabaza?
Isibongo ngwakwancobe uchabuza.
Oh, Jabuza, ye. Akutsho wena ubona njani konoko kwenzakele kwama-coalition lo?
Eyi, lo lesi simo sesisuka sithanda ukuba nzima kakhulu kithi njengabalandeli sithanda ukuthi ezepolitiki zime zisiqondele lapha elizweni. So into eyenzakalayo ukuthi sisuka singabi kwazi okuyikho kufanele sikulandele okungafanelanga sikulandele. Kwezi manje okwakumhluka okwakubahlukanisile phakathi ukuthi ubaba uTsvangirai aphume kanje, ubaba uWelshman ahambe kanje, sikwazi ukuthi kuyini. So sebebuye bahlala phansi futhi bona bekulungisa ukuthi bazohlangana ngokuthile ukuthi kulungiswe ukuthi kuze kuvote kungabantu abayenza into eyi-one ebambeneyo. So khonokho okwakubayenze bahlukane kuqala kusoze kuphenduke yini? Yiwumbuzo enginawo ezothanda ukuthi nami abobaba nabafowethu bangiphendule khona.
So I hope ukuthi umkhwana uza kuphendula, kodwa ke fake lokugcina khonapho ke ube sulalela uza kuphendula.
Ngoba into eyenzakalayo ukuthi ungathona uhamba egangeni eliminyeneyo ungaphandlwa lugodo. Lanxa uhamba lapho uhamba khona, sicabanga ukuthi nangihamba egangeni ngizalimala kuphela. So singabantu baseZimbabwe sesihlele silokwesaba cause sisakwazi ukusikhululayo lokuza silimaza, sisakwazi ukuyikho kahle kahle.
Kodwa ubona zani kungaphutsha kuhle khonokho osokhona ngombono wakho?
Kona kusozake kube lokuphumelela okuhle phambili because lo lalo uzobe funa ukuthi aphathe. So khonapha kuzobuya kube ma-confusing because umuntu nomuntu funa naye kube nguye phambili, yikho kuhlupha ngelizwe lakithi. Nami nginje ngiyafisa ukuthi ngingaphatha kodwa amandla engenawo.
So abantu bathanda izikhundla kakhulu, eh?
Abantu sebegijimisa izikhundla kulokuthi begijimise abantu abayibo abayenza babe kulezo zikhundla. Umuntu uba ngumuntu ngabantu, hayi yena yedwa kuphela.
Hayi, we child mfowethu to siyabonga kakhulu ngathina kusasa.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. So that is Mr. Laksen Jabuza. You know, he's saying that the problem with Zimbabweans is that they want positions. You know, if you talk about a party, the first thing that a person thinks of is, I'm going to be the president. I'm going to be this and that, you know? So that's problematic, you know? Yeah. And let's say me and you form a party right now. I know which one you want. You want to be a treasure. I know. You want to heckle the body, right?
Yeah. Let's bring in Mr. Chirubadzu. Mr. Chirubadzu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still there.
Yes, you heard what one caller just said there, that, you know, the issue of positions might actually end up torpedoing this alliance of opposite parties. Are you of the same opinion?
Oh, definitely, yes. And I buy his, you know, idea. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you look at all these guys who are coming together right now, they have been together before. Mm-hmm. And what led them to separate, it was the, you know, squabbles and so forth. And I don't foresee whether these squabbles are ironed out or not. Mm-hmm. You know, the challenge all these political parties are going to face is that the economy of Zimbabwe is, you know, coming out of the woods. Recently, this command agriculture, you know, like farmers are selling tobacco like hell, and there is too much foreign currency coming in. Now, the Zimbabwean government is going to embark on the wheat command agriculture as well. Mm-hmm. So I don't foresee any of these, you know, opposition political parties coming up with the better ideas as compared to ZANU-PF. So at the end of the day, if you look at the economy of Zimbabwe right now, people are now aware that there is no one who is going to sustain this economy besides the blacks. And if you go to Matabeleland, remember, Mat South is a mine resource areas. So you find that the Ministry of Mines is embarking on these small-scale miners, and they are issuing loans. And I don't foresee these people voting against ZANU-PF. Remember, again, right now they are squabbles regarding the biometric vote. So on its own, it is a challenge, and there is no way they are going to agree. Besides that, they are going to form the so-called coalition to come up with the structures which is going to man this position, that position. Again, it is not going to be a walk in the path. So at the end of the day, these are just the challenges all these political parties are going to face. Yet, the major issue which they want to drive it is to make sure that ZANU-PF is not going to win. While they are busy trying to find out the reason or ways how ZANU-PF is going to be defeated, remember, ZANU-PF is busy conscientizing people, educating them, and right now, it is clear, like snow, that all these political, you know, parties, that is the opposition, they've got nothing to offer in terms of ideology, in terms of ideas on how to resuscitate this economy and so forth. And secondly, you find that the MDC, most of its supporters are based in South Africa. The same applies with the Nube. They're also based in South Africa. And what they are seeing taking place in South Africa, it is an eye-opener to say, okay, look, if whites are doing this to Zuma, therefore President Mugabe and ZANU-PF is right. So at the end of the day, you find that right now people in Johannesburg, in South Africa, in diaspora, including you guys in USA Studio 7, they now are more than interested in having their own piece of land. Because for all along, they thought it was a political gimmick. But now blacks are busy, you know, trying to restart their economy. And they know that land is colony and the economy is land. And everybody knows that Zimbabwean economy is anchored on agriculture. The next is mining. And from there, we are certain that ZANU-PF is going to win.
Of course, we have a message from Muzi Ncube, MDC USA, who says the people of Zimbabwe versus ZANU-PF is the only way to take over our country back. Therefore, the MOU led by President Tsvangirai is the only way out. Maybe let's go to Mr. Mkwananzi and Mr. Mavinga. Just one minute.
Mr. Mkwananzi, your last word, just very, very, very short.
I'm only surprised that there are some people who still believe that ZANU-PF has the solution for Zimbabwe and are trying to disparage the opposition and saying that there is no way they are going to fix or get better, you know, grip of the country once they take over. Actually, I believe that ZANU-PF has run out of ideas of how to resuscitate Zimbabwe. The best way for them is to pack their things and go.
Thank you.
They are like a witch who has caused all the suffering in a village, but does not have the cure to reverse the sketch.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mkwananzi. We want to thank our guests this evening, Mr. George Mkwananzi of the PDP, Mr. Obed Kutu, MDC, Deoma Vinga, human rights lawyer, Mr. Pulu, PDP, and also Mr. Gazira Chirumanzo of ZANU-PF. Thanks to our listeners and our viewers and our team behind the scenes. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.